Now with an update of state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here is Phil Latzman.
And good morning, Wanda. Good morning, all. As part of a compromise, congressional Republicans are floating the idea of raising the eligibility age of Medicare, which would be a big deal here in Florida. As Matt Laszlo reports from Washington, Florida's GOP contingent is keeping pretty quiet about the proposal.
Reports are that Republican leaders want President Obama to raise the age for Medicare from 65 to 67 as a part of a deal to divert the so-called fiscal cliff. You wouldn't know it from talking to Florida Republicans, though.
I have not heard that specifically addressed, but we'll see how it goes.
You just have to see what the proposals are, and I haven't. So.
That's South Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton and Northeast Florida Congressman John Mica. Democrats are singing a quite different tune, though. South Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings speaks for many Democrats when he rejects the idea of raising the Medicare age.
At this particular point in time, I don't know how it helps our situation at all, and I'm opposed to that.
But with the GOP in control of the House, the issue isn't going away, and that seems to be putting Florida Republicans in a tight spot, possibly because of the state's high number of senior citizens. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Flu season has arrived, but doctors say it's not too late to get a flu shot. In Florida, the disease is most active in late December and in early January. Dr. Karen Wong is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says it should be pretty easy to get vaccinated here.
Flu vaccine is actually pretty widely available, not just in doctor's offices, but also in places like supermarkets, pharmacies, sometimes people's workplaces.
While anyone can get the flu, it can be more dangerous for some groups, including the young, the elderly, and pregnant women.
So if you know a young child, if you know someone with a medical condition, then one thing you can do is vaccinate yourself to prevent spreading flu to them.
The flu season began early this year, and there are some indications it's going to be worse than in years past. The state is reporting the most flu activity in North and Central Florida. A child has already died of the flu this season in the Panhandle. The South Florida theater community is reeling again from the unexpected closing of yet another key venue. Broward County's award-winning Mosaic Theater is shutting down after founder and artistic director Richard J. Simon resigned. In an open letter posted on the theater's website, 37-year-old Simon cited changed priorities as his reason for leaving. He and his wife were also expecting their first child. Miami Herald theater critic Christine Dolan says she was shocked by the news of Mosaic's closing.
And I think ultimately its closure by the board had to do with the idea that they, without their leader, they didn't think they could raise enough money to keep going.
Mosaic Theater says subscribers will be refunded for tickets for the remainder of the season. Over the last year and a half, the region has lost a number of influential theater companies to financial troubles, including Broward's Promethean Theater and Palm Beach County's Florida Stage and Caldwell Theater. And in sports, rookie quarterback Ryan Tannehill outdueled former Dolphin quarterback Chad Henne as Miami beat Jacksonville 24-3 yesterday at Sun Life Stadium. Tannehill completed all but six of his 28 passes. He also ran for 52 yards. Dolphins at 6-8. They're still mathematically alive for a playoff spot, although that is extremely improbable. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.